Tina, do you want to do a quick recap of who we've got on the call in case we've missed anyone?
Yes, I think that's wise. Okay, so on the call so far we have Leslie Kelly, Ron Sherwood, Carolina Aguera, Rolf Mayer, Hong Ju, Hiro Hotta, Peter van Roste, Jerry Langdon Orr, Keith Davidson, Jan Zhang, Patricia Poblete, Fernando España, Doty Sparks de Blanc, and Victor Abbott. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and Gabriella Christina Nordstrom, I'm sorry. Did I miss any of the attendees?
Okay,
then we also have apologies from Han Chuan Lee, Youngam Lee, Sokol Hyakchu, and Vikam Pisane.
And Yuhani as well, I think.
Yuhani, I'm sorry, yes, that's correct.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, so let's move on with the agenda then, please. The first item is the minutes and actions of our council meeting just the other week on the 26th of October, which have been circulated on the list.
Can I firstly ask for anyone who has any input on accuracy? Have we missed anything or recorded anything wrongly, please? No? Okay. So can I take those as a true and accurate record? Okay. Good. We'll do that. Are there any matters arising that are not on the agenda or the action list that we're not going to pick up in some way, please? Okay, thank you. I'll assume not. Then the next bit is the action list. Christina, are you able to pick that up in Gabby's absence? Or Bart?
Yes, I can read them, but I'm not entirely sure what has been done and has not, so Bart, you will have to help me. Bart?
Sorry, I will. I thought I sent.
Okay. Just 1 second. Okay, we had action 60. Sorry?
We normally just do the outstanding action, Christina.
Okay, in that case, I'm not sure what's outstanding, so Bart, maybe you can take it through.
I can say there were two action items awaiting input from the non-com. That was, say the non-com send us some material, they didn't, so that's still pending. And then we send out the additional call for input into the CEO succession list that we haven't received any response from the councillors. Note, only Nigel sent something back to the list on the CEO succession planning, and he submitted himself. And these were the open action items.
Okay, thank you for that. Just on the first one, the NOMCOM, I received a very brief email from Vanda on Sunday, which in effect was just asking us for input. I was going to go back to her asking for a bit more information about the current criteria used for CCNSO NOMCOM appointees, because otherwise we were just starting with a totally blank sheet.
Yeah.
That, so that has been received, but only just recently.
Okay.
But can I just take you back to an action I think still in progress on 6703? It was in progress still on the minutes. I don't know if that's since been done. It's not very clear on the minutes what that item was about, actually. This is where you were going to summarise a discussion.
But that was the summary of the discussion relating to the conflict of interest rules.
Okay, so that was preceded, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in preparation of the Dakar meeting.
Right. Okay, so we can close that one off because
yeah.
In effect it was superseded. Okay. Action 6801, could you confirm that's been done? That's the advising the board secretary that Mike Silver was elected?
Yes, it's been done, that's why I didn't mention it. John Jeffries received the note on behalf of the CCNSO Council.
Right, okay.
And confirmed receipt, so that's been closed.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to raise any questions on the updates or outstanding items, please?
Thank you.
No? Okay, thank you very much. So let's move to item two on our agenda, which is the update. And from the point of view of the chair's update, obviously, like a lot of you, doesn't seem like very long has passed since I came back from Senegal. So obviously not done a great deal during the time since. But two things. I've done a number of follow-ups with the Secretariat team on issues from Dakar. And secondly, I have fed back to Steve Crocker, the ICANN chair, our comments on the CCNSO board meeting in Senegal, and have copied that email to the council this too. But in effect, that's a very short update because not very long has passed. I don't think we have Byron on the call just yet. But Hero, do you have any updates, please?
No, I have nothing special to report today.
Okay, thank you. Any other councillors' updates since Dakar, please, on CCNSO-related business?
Leslie, this is Rolf. Well, both my points are on the agenda, so
okay.
The application for membership and the SOP. So I'll report on that.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on then to the work plan update. We agreed that we'd have a quick review of the work plan and that we'd then go into a full review of the work plan in our San Jose meeting. But Bart, I know you've updated it, and you and I had a session on this too. Do you want to speak to this item?
Just briefly, say what I've done. I've sent two versions. One is an update, so say the August version one, which what it does, it captures the the version one captures what has been done in Dakar, so closes off some of the issues. And the second one, which starts with October 11, is projecting forward, the activities for the current year until October 2012, so 1 year. And as Leslie said, in San Jose, we're going to review this and see if we can improve on this and to make it more helpful for everybody. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. And I think also one of the things we were hoping to do was then try to see if we had enough capacity to do the items on the work plan too. So that we need to be mindful of the need to think about that. Okay. Any questions or comments for Bart, please, on the work plan then? Nope. Okay. Well, can I just add from a chair's point of view then some thanks to Bart for his work on this, because I know it's quite a task to keep it up date and all under control, but that we seem to be achieving that so far. So thank you very much, Bart, for your work on that. Okay. Was that somebody joining? No? A random bleep. Let's move on then to the evaluation of our meeting in Dakar.
I'm sorry, Leslie, can I just say that I think there was Suleiman joining.
Ah, welcome, Suleiman.
I'm here for a hybrid question. Good morning, everybody.
Very difficult to hear you, but welcome. Okay, we're on agenda item four, which is a review of our meeting in Dakar. And the first item is a quick review of the survey results. I don't know how many of you have been able to have a look at the survey. I know I have some debt. I guess I would firstly say it's a shame that we seem to have quite a low number of responses. So only 21, 22 responses, and I'd certainly like to encourage particularly council members to, if you can, complete the meeting surveys, particularly so that we at least have all the council members' views captured on our meetings. But, Christina, was there anything from the Secretariat, particularly on the survey results, you wanted to highlight or draw to our attention?
This is Bart. I think one of the, and that was, say, on the positive side, is that the panel discussion this time was really appreciated. So I think, say, we're getting better at panel discussions, say, in selecting the panelists, the moderation, etc., and the topic, so that combination, even if the room was very bad. And on average, I would say the appreciation of the sessions was a bit lower, although, say, we had just a few respondents. If you go back to other surveys from past meetings, the response rate wasn't very high either.
Mm.
So in that sense, it's not distorted. So probably there is some say we need to strengthen the word of the program working group.
Okay, thank you for that. Would anyone else like to comment or give us your thoughts on this item, on the survey? No? Okey-doke. So, Bart, you've led us nicely into the second item on this section of the agenda, which is about a new co-chair to help the work of the program working group. Did we call for volunteers within that working group, Bart?
No, we didn't yet. So if you look at the current membership of the program working group, there are, I think, four out of the seven are counselors. Say, Patricio is part of the program working group, but he will be stepping down in March. I haven't had a call with volunteers. It's more, say, the starting point, do we need new co-chair? And this co-chair is the liaison between the council and the program working group, because that's with Andre as chair that is lacking currently.
Understood. So hopefully, Patricia, you can encourage some of your fellow councillors who are also working group members to help us in that regard.
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that is something that will need to come back to the council, Bart?
Yes, I will. I will send out a call, say, after we finish this call.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other questions or comments on that item, please? Okay. The third one under that agenda item was about the relationship between the Tech Day and the program working group. I'm not sure how many of you were aware, we had a bit of a duplication of the panel topics. Quite late in the day, we realized that there was going to be a panel on the Tech Day on new GTLDs, which on the face of it looked to duplicate the panel that we were organizing for the CCNSO meeting. That was averted, I think, more by luck than judgment. And the suggestion was really that we ensure there is better liaison between the two working groups. Bart, did you want to add anything to that? I think that was where we came to.
I've been discussing this with, the chair of the program working group, and he agreed, so that's Andre. He agreed, and as Andre is also chair of the, was also vice chair of Tech Day, it seems the most reasonable to add this to his activities as chair of the program working group. and we'll see in San Jose whether this will work, say, adding this load and onto his activities already. So the suggestion is that Andre will act as a liaison between the two working groups so we can coordinate the program better.
Okay.
Yes, Roland? Yeah. Can I say something on this subject?
Of course.
I'm sure that some of you have seen the email exchange that I had with Eberhard on the contents of the Tech Day. And I think that the core of, the core of the problem, if we can call it the problem that we are having, is I think that we have to clarify what the Tech Day is about. Because the way I understood it from Eberhard is that subjects qualify for the Tech Day as long as they are addressed to the technical community. And that makes it very broad. And I always thought that the Tech Day was mainly about technical subjects. And I think we have to clarify that, because otherwise it will there might be a good liaison between the two, but it would still mean that we will either double things both in the Tech Day and at the general CCNSO meeting, or we will always have to discuss who is going to do what.
Noted and agreed. Anyone else want to comment?
It's maybe one thing this is about. Rudolf, I understand and I agree, but on the other hand, if you look at who is attending Tech Day and who is attending the CC meeting itself, first of all, it's a different audience. And secondly, the perspective from which it's presented, the topics are presented and the subjects, is at Tech Day is more technical operational. So although, say, the topics may be the same, like with I think the panel discussion is a good example, the perspective is always different.
Okay, I'm feeling as though we probably need an update on the Tech Day, and I also say that from the point of view that it appears to be evolving into a more general Tech Day than just a CCNSO Tech Day. But it is still under the umbrella of the CCNSO, as far as I'm aware.
It is.
Okay. Maybe an update paper on the future direction of travel of Tech Day might be helpful, and we can then decide whether we want it on the agenda for the next council call. Would that be a way forward, Roloff? Would that address your point?
Yep, I think so. It should.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone else want to come in on that? Okay. Perhaps we could invite Eberhard then to do an update, as it were, for the council, particularly looking at the future direction, and we can then consider that by email and decide whether it warrants further discussion.
Yeah. Leslie?
Yes, Patricia?
Yeah, this is Patricio. I think in theory, it's been my view for a long time, the Tech Day should be considered part of the all what's happening in the CCNSO meeting, and therefore it should be under the general umbrella of what the program, the meeting program working group, has to deal with, and that's in theory. Now, in practice, knowing Eberhard, that may be a bit of a challenge, so it would be good to somehow have a clear agreement of what goes in the Tech Day and what goes in the rest of the meeting, and inviting him, I think, would be a good idea to try to reach such an agreement.
Okay. So maybe if we can have the issue paper and have some discussion, and perhaps Eberhard join us for
maybe not the initial discussion, but a subsequent discussion. Would that address your point? I think we need to come to a council view firstly.
Leslie, it's Keith here. Just an observation that the tech day is no longer purely a CCTLD day. And a good number of other constituency members participate in all sorts of ways. So while it used to be sort of our sibling or our baby, it also is much more cross-constituency these days.
Keith, you're breaking up a bit. I'm not sure if everyone else can hear you, but I think what you're saying was similar to my comment earlier, that it appears to be evolving into a more general technical day as opposed to purely a CCNSO day?
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so for the time being, it's under the CCNSO umbrella, and therefore I think it is right the council should consider it further, and obviously there is a conversation to be had with Eberhard too. Shall we use the issue paper as the starting point, really, for looking at that that situation? Would everyone be content with that? Keith, Rolof, Tricia?
Sorry, Leslie, I missed that one.
I was suggesting that we use this update, this briefing paper, as the start of our discussion and review of this issue.
Yep, that's fine with me.
Thank you.
Yes,
Keith,
I agree.
Rolof? Okay, thank
yep.
you. That's helpful. Okay, moving on then. The next item has the longest agenda item title. It's about the suggestion that we should improve the awareness and availability of information on CCTLD managers' activities in local initiatives and development. And I think if I recall it right, this came partly as a byproduct of discussion of the ICANN funding. There was a realization that there's not a high visibility of the funding and the resources that CCs are putting in both to their local communities, in some cases to the support of software for the DNS and other resources, and also the IGF, of course. So the suggestion was, firstly, that in some way the CCNSO should help improve the awareness and the visibility of that work. And secondly, there was the suggestion that maybe the CCNSO website could be used for that. So can I have participants' thoughts on whether they think that's an appropriate thing for us to do, and if so, how we might go about doing that? Anyone have views?
If nobody reacts, yes, I have. I'm not sure if there has been a demand from CCs to do this, or the suggestion to do this. But I would suggest that we are careful with using the CCNSO website for other things than passing information about the CCNSO.
Mm-hmm. I think the suggestion did come from a CCTLD manager, yes, or several of them.
Several of them even. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the CCNSO website is the best way to do or to obtain what they want to obtain.
Okay.
Leslie, this is Peter. Those suggestions came from CCNSO members?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have views?
I'm not hearing overwhelming support. In which case, I'll assume that it doesn't meet our support. Okay. So I think we need... Bart, yes?
Would it be worth that, say, for the next council call, because there is already some information that we, say, a staff would provide a briefing paper to describe more in detail what can be expected of something like this?
Okay, if you want to volunteer to do that, that would be helpful. At least it gives us something a bit more concrete.
It's because there is already this information, and that was already at the request. Say this is taking it to the next step, and that's more the item. So let me try and see if I can volunteer Gabby.
But do you have any clear idea of the true objective of this?
The true objective is it's not just the CEC community, it's the broader community, especially within ICANN, to inform them what the CECs already do locally. And for instance, organizing these local IGFs. The efforts they put into DNSSEC and other items. There is, say, in the broader community, there is not enough awareness of what is going on, what individual CECs do.
I think, Roloff, from my point of view, this conversation probably started back at one of the joint GNSO-CCNSO meetings, where the perception was that CECs were having a free ride, if I can put it in that way, and that there wasn't a realization about how much some are putting into, as you say, DNSSEC BART, but also bind development, for example, and some of us run charities that fund development, security and safety and do training, a number of us do awards, etc. And it wasn't really about, blowing one's own trumpet, but getting a better understanding about how much CCs contribute to the general internet space. And it's not purely around how much CCs do or don't pay ICANN. I think that was where it was coming from. So, Bart, you may well correct me if I misheard that.
But Leslie, if that is the case, and I understand, would it not be better to put something general about that on the CCNSO website? Because if we do it per registry, we again run the risk that registries who do less than average or less than others will be criticized because of that, and they might be in a situation either financially or because of their way of management that they just can't do what, for instance, Normanet or SIDN or AFNIC or whatever are doing. So it might be a good idea then to have something general, descriptive of several projects that are done by registries, how they frequently invest in the local internet community, but not as a specific item on a specific CCNSO member.
And I also quite agree with you. I think there are a number of different business models, and obviously some CCs are at a different stage of evolution than others as well. I was assuming that one of the outcomes might be, or one of the options might be, a more broad communication with some, for example, this is what somebody does in one of the CCs. It's really just to highlight the range of activities and regional organisations that CCs are involved in, and no doubt maybe the regional organisations may also wish to, emphasise some of that work too. So I see it as an opportunity potentially to communicate at a higher level rather than too much detail around actually what CCNSOs are very active in.
Hi, Leslie, this is Carolina. I agree with this motion.
Okay.
What you carry? What's your point?
So I'll take this into consideration for, say, the briefing paper for the next council call.
Okay, so we're asking.
It'll be just on the page, but then you have a more general idea where to head.
Okay, so in the paper, but we need a what's this about and what are the options for the council to consider. That would be helpful. Okay, anything more on that one from anyone? Okay, thank you. Moving on then to item 6, CNSO membership. Rodolf, we had an application from Mongolia.
Yes, we have, I have asked members to give me their objections, if they have any, before this meeting, and I didn't receive any, so I draw the conclusion that everybody agrees with them making Mongolia a member of the CNSO.
Thank you very much for that, and let's welcome Mongolia.
Okay.
What number we're up to now, is that number 123 or number 122?
22.
22, thank you,
Pat. And then, in addition to that, but there I have not yet received any feedback on if it's a true application, because every now and then we get fake ones. But I received an application from New Caledonia, and that was yesterday morning. But I still have to hear from Gabi, and then we have to check with Ayana if it's a true application. But you will get my information on that later.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robert. Moving on then to item 7. We talked about in Dakar and previous to Dakar, the conflicts of interest issue at ICANN, and we were attempting, I think, to provide some best practice examples or some further information to the ICANN board. I know there was a call for examples, but Christina, do you have an update on that?
Yes, it's to my knowledge, I think Gabi shared it last Friday. We received 4 responses, and one was already submitted, and one was in Dutch, so we didn't include that one.
you wonder which that one was, right?
Yes, it's so we'll provide it, and we'll forward it to Bruce Duncan as requested.
Okay, thank you.
And I think that's more the question. It's up to the council whether we want to announce this on the CNSO website as well.
So announce that we have forwarded, or announce that we have forwarded and also included?
Yeah, forwarded, including the notes, say, the references.
Right. And your recommendation on that as well?
I would be transparent about it and put it on just as a simple announcement.
Okay. Does anyone have any views contrary to that, against that? Okay, Bart, I will take that as yes, let's be open and transparent and publish that we have sent a response and also the content of that response then. Okay, so moving on, item 8 is working group and other updates. We haven't got Byron on the call, so unless, do we have anyone else who's on the finance working group on the call? We might get an update.
I am on the finance working group, Leslie, this is Rolof.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have you done anything since Senegal?
Nope. Well, not that I know, not that I'm aware of. Of course, well, we've had our SOP work, but that's the next item on the agenda, but we haven't had any calls from the finance working group.
I'm not sure if it's just my line, but I got every other syllable of your comment.
Must be your line. We're in a new building, everything works.
Of course.
No, what I said is we haven't had a conference call since Dakar.
Okay.
So we're still waiting for that. It'll be no work, as far as I know.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any questions or comments on that? No? The SOP working group then roll off is next.
Yeah. Can you understand me correctly now, Leslie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we gave off a global planning on how we were going to work on the draft strategic plan for 2012 to 2015. And we started work on that immediately after our return from Dakar. The four groups that we formed along the themes of the strategic plan submitted their comments on the 7th of November. Especially Bart did a lot of editing on that. And yesterday, Bart and I finalized the submission, and we have sent it to the CCNSO community, and if I'm not mistaken, it's also on the website. And we will forward our comments to ICANN on, well, somewhere between today and the 17th. Because the 17th of November is the deadline for the submission of comments, which is coming Thursday, so we'll probably send up our comments tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Roland. Any questions or comments? Good luck.
Just one comment, it will be published on the SOP working group and on the and as an announcement today.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, next one is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. Keith.
Hi, Leslie. I hope everyone can hear me better now. A few items, very short items, pertaining to our working group. Firstly, we noted the GNSO liaison, Olga Cavalli, has finished her term, and Carlos Aguera has been appointed as the GNSO liaison to this working group. We've completed our consent topic, which I think you all were updated on at Dakar. It's out for public consultation, and so far we've had one response, which is just spam. And the working group in the last week is just putting the very finishing touches to one clause in its significantly interested parties paper. So we're moving at our next meeting into unconsented redelegation. So the normally smooth and cohesive, happy functioning of the working group is about to get very upset as we approach the most controversial aspects of the FOI group's work.
Thank you, Keith. That gives you something to look forward to. Anyone, any comments or questions for Keith on the FOI working group, please? No? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to the IDN-PDP working groups 1 and 2. 1, Bart, are you speaking to that?
Yes, very briefly. We are still focusing, the staff working group is still focusing on the confusing the similarity issues.
Hello?
It's one issue.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, one issue was addressed in at the Dakar meeting, and we're working slowly but steadily to resolve some of the other issues, and this will be included in the overall policy as well.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments about on IDN Working Group 1? No? Okay. IDN PDP Working Group 2?
Yes. Hi, Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Yes. As reported in Dakar, IDN CCPDP Working Group 2 draft final report is now in public comment period, closing on December 15th. The draft contains minority views as well as majority views for the issues we couldn't reach through consensus. So you, the councillors and members, are very much welcome to read the draft and give comments, as this issue may affect the structure of CCNSO a lot. And we, the working group, are to work on amending rules and guidelines document while waiting for the closure of public comment period. And the next conference call is scheduled on the day after tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Hiro. Have you had many comments today? Would it be helpful if the Secretariat were to send out a reminder?
I think we haven't. But have you noticed some?
No, I haven't, but it's a good thing to send out a reminder anyway. And the same is true for the FOI working group.
Okay. Thank you, Hiro. Any questions or comments for Hiro, please? No? Let's move on then to the Incident Repository Implementation Working Group, which I think we are proposing renaming into the Contact Repository Implementation Working Group. Bart, do you have an update on that one apart from the suggested renaming?
No, not really. They had a meeting in Dakar and they finally got a work plan. I'm waiting for Diego and to work on that one as well. So we have more substantive matters to report back on by the cost of meeting.
Okay, thank you. Can I have any comments on the renaming, which obviously will need council approval, and also the anything on the working group itself, please?
It's fine with me.
Okay. Anyone else? I'll assume that silence means we're really not that troubled. Okay, let's move on then to item 8.7, which is the joint CCNSO-GNSO-IDN working group, and I know we have Jan on the call. I don't know how many of you have seen. Jan very kindly sent us a draft letter and resolution papers just yesterday, I think that was, Jan. Do you want to speak to those, please?
Hi, Leslie. Hi, everybody. This is Jan. Our working group had a conference call last week. Then we took working group members' comments and then came up with the second draft of the response letter. That's the draft, actually. I sent it to the council. We're looking forward for the endorsement from both councils, CCISO Council and the GISO Council. And then hopefully we could send that to the send the response letter to board through the council.
Righty ho.
I'm sure if there anybody has any questions on the letter, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Or do you want me to repeat the points, key points of the letter?
Jan, I had a question on the letter, or two questions on the letter. So on the first numbered section on the letter, it was talking about both of the councils expressing a principle previously. And I know the GNSO has been quite active on this issue. Are you able to track back to CCNSO Council resolutions on this consensus principle?
You mean the support for this support for the single character IDN?
Yeah, because it's referring to the CCNSO Council expressing a consensus. And I probably don't have a very good memory anymore, but I was wondering if people say, well, where did you do that, if we're able to go back to
CCNSO Council minute to demonstrate that if we needed to produce an audit trail to strengthen that argument.
Sure, I think I could check that.
Okay.
You know, definitely, you know, we passed that, you know, before. I remember that. I'm pretty sure. So I thought I could check back to our, you know, meeting minutes.
Right.
Find out.
That might, yeah.
So do you want me to point out which meeting, during which meeting we passed that, or the dates, or?
I think that might be helpful in terms of strengthening the case.
Okay.
And my other question was really linked to your paragraph number 2, where again, my impression was this is particularly linked to new GTLDs, and I wasn't sure the strength of the argument with relation to CCTLD. So can you speak a bit more on that, please?
Actually, this single character ID issue is for both, you know, GTLD and CCTLD. And we did agree before, you know, it shouldn't delay one of each other, you know, bundle them together. So by, you know, resolving this issue, actually we need to resolve on both sides. You know, that's why in the final report of you know, this IDN single character, so actually we address them, you know, both on the CC side and the GTLD side.
And there are CCTLD managers who are particularly concerned about this issue?
So far, you know, we didn't hear any concerns from CC. So that's why we passed that resolution. We passed that final report of single ID and single character. In that report, actually, we addressed the issue for both CC side and the G side.
Understood. I was just particularly interested in CCTLD managers who have a particular concern about this issue too, given that we're the CCNSO. Okay. Are there any questions or comments for Jan, please, on this one? No? Okay. So I'm aware we've got a few people missing from the call, and also that this was, for good reason, obviously quite late, a late paper for the council. My proposal is that we defer making a council decision so that we can give everybody sufficient time to consider the issue, and also for people to get any further input if they choose to. I know that unfortunately Youngham can't be on the call, but also had an interest in this matter. But do we have a suggested time frame process for sorting this one?
What I suggest is that they, given this came up late and we have a call in, say, in a month's time, that we put it on the call for the next month, and that said, you ask some questions that John and I say, if John wants to, I
can
come up with some,
hello?
Some of these.
Hello.
Of calling. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. I was trying to work out who was saying hello on the on the call too.
So I suggest we put it on the agenda for the upcoming call.
Okay, and in the meantime, we could circulate information and ask the views of the council.
Yeah, so that the council can make a decision at the upcoming call. So in this case, I don't know when the GNSO council call is. I think either next week or the week after. So they're reasonably closely tied together anyway.
Okay. Jan, would that be acceptable to you and your fellow working group members?
So that's going to be in a month away, right?
Yeah.
The final decision,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do suggest in the meantime, obviously, if there's further information that could go to the council list, or if councillors want to get some views themselves, that we could do some of that work on the list in preparation for that call.
And Leslie, maybe as a suggestion, is say that after this call, either today or tomorrow, I send an email to the list, especially for those who are not attending, to recap, say, refer to the suggested letter and ask if there are any questions we need and for clarification, etc.
Okay. Can I have any
actually
comments on...
answering your question, Leslie, just a comment. Actually, Yunnam is on the working group, so she knows, you know, she knows our draft. So she's following the progress on the working group, actually.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she had to miss this call due to a clash, and I think we would also obviously appreciate her input, too, on this issue. Okay. So I think we have a way forward. Is everyone okay with that? I'd assume silence means consent.
Yes, fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on then to the Joint Security and Stability Working Group, the DSSA. Bart, do I call on you for that one?
Yes, it's very briefly, they're focusing now on prioritizing vulnerabilities and threats, and they started again last week with a call every week. So progress is being made.
Pleased to hear that. Thank you. Next one is the study group on the use of names for countries and territories. Now, unfortunately, we don't have Becky on the call, but we do have Keith and Hero. I think you are also members of that group. Is there any update from that group, please?
I wasn't, it's Keith here, I wasn't in Dhaka, so I haven't caught up with any progress that the working group made there, but there has been no subsequent meeting since Dhaka.
Okay, thank you. We'll await to hear further progress then. And the last one is the CCNSO statement on the geographic regions draft report. You'll recall, councillors will recall that we created this drafting group and appointed Becky as chair just in Dhaka. Becky's not able to be on the call. I don't know if we have an update. Bart, are you aware of the current progress?
Yeah, it says the first draft is circulating right now. The drafting group hopes to conclude it by, say, the end of this week, early next week, so it can be sent to council and for further comments, etc.
Okay. Comment?
Leslie, this is Peter. I just have one question on that topic. Bart, have you been able to look more into the question that Mathieu raised? And just for everybody's background, apparently the suggestions, as they are now on the reorganization of the ICANN regions, could lead to some issue with the regional organizations, as the regional organizations can only be recognized by the CCNSO if they allow full membership from CCTLDs from the relevant ICANN region. And since Central suddenly would receive, I think, about 15 new potential members from the Middle East, who at the moment cannot become full members, we would disqualify for observership to the CCNSO. So it's something that we really would appreciate if we could get some resolution on that.
Sounds like a very good question, Peter. Is that gone back to the working group? How is that going to be dealt with?
So I don't know the answer. I'm sure it's on the drafting working group as well. So it will be raised. I think this drafting group is not in the position to answer it, but it should be raised as a point in the submission. Because this is probably one of the unforeseen consequences of the rearrangement.
So it sounds like we have a method for making sure that question is asked in the CNSO response.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bart.
Thank you, Peter. Any other questions or comments on that one?
And maybe, sorry, Leslie. Maybe this is something for the other regional organizations as well, if say they're on the call anyway, and for the minutes, if they could have a look at the impact of the rearrangement of the geographic regions, how it would impact them, as in the case of Center, that would be very helpful.
Hi, Bart, this is Carolina, I agree.
I was just going to say, we have Carolina on the call.
Unfortunately,
we don't have the new guy from Africa as yet, so we'll need to find a way of asking AFTLD that same question.
And APTLD is on the call as well.
Indeed.
I can get to Marek on this one.
Okay.
Peter?
Yeah?
It would be most helpful if you can circulate that, say, that issue to the other, to your colleagues, probably that is the quickest way of doing it.
Okay.
And then you can even submit, say, we can take it on board in the drafting team, and you can submit it yourself as well.
Okay. I'll do that.
Excellent. Sounds like we have that one well and truly covered then. Let's move on to item 9 on the agenda, the liaison update. And we have Ron on the call, who spoke to me earlier and said he's recovering well. And Ron, we had the ALAC liaison report from you too. And we have Cheryl on the call as well. Sorry, Cheryl. Any questions or comments for them on the report that's been circulated, please? Or is there anything you'd like to draw out for the CCNSO equally? Ron, Cheryl?
No, I have nothing to add to that.
Thank you. Okay, any questions or comments? No? In which case, we thank you very much for that report and that update, Ron, and good to hear from you again. The GNSO liaison is the other section, but we did have apologies from Hang Shuan, I'm afraid, for this call, I believe, Christina. No, Christina.
Sorry, I was on mute. I haven't received anything from Hang Shuan.
Could we possibly remind Hang Shuan that if he's not able to make the call, it would be really appreciated if we could have a written report or some other update?
Yes, I can do that.
Not everyone can always make the call, but it would be a shame if we lost sight of the work of the GNSO because of that. Thank you, Nina. Okay, any items of any other business from anyone? In which case, thank you very much indeed, and I look forward to speaking to everybody next month. Have a good week.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Leslie. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.